or something like it that you might use to try to fool a hen into laying?
Yeah. Used to call them nest eggs.
Nest eggs.
A lot of people use those made out of glass or something. I don't know what they were made of. Well, I guess they were made out of china, too. A glass.
Just have a little china egg. Mm-hmm. Did they work?
Yeah. A lot of people used to use them in the nest rather than leave a good egg in there, you know.
I was telling you about that well a few minutes ago. If you say if you were carrying some water from the well, what would you call the container that you probably carry it in?
Called a bucket.
Would that be the same thing that you would say carry milk in after you got through milking the cow?
Pail.
Well, I don't know. I never did use the word pail much, but I mean it would be milk pail or milk bucket or milk water bucket.
Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
Not that I know of.
I don't think so. I just think it's the expression.
When you think of a pail or a bucket, what do you think of it being made out of?
But if you were going way back on, if you were going to milk the cow, you took a tin bucket or a granite bucket to milk in. If you were going to get a bucket of water to put on the back porch to wash your hands with or drink out of, you usually had a wooden bucket.
That's it.
So I don't know whether there's a difference or not.
Or say, what about one that you might keep around the kitchen for throwing scraps in for the hogs? What would that be called?
Slop bucket.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, baby?
Well, I was trying to think of a more polite word. That's what they call it.
Why be polite?
That's what I say.
That's what it was.
Exactly. Tell it like it is. You all know what they said, don't you? And that was it.
That's right. So it was slop bucket then.
Yeah.
Wasn't a garbage pail by any means. They called it a slop bucket.
Well, what do you call, say, the big one that you throw just general trash in and that sort of thing?
Well, no, we didn't call it. We didn't have one of those, did we?
We had to get rid of it some way.
I don't remember what we did with it. You know, I guess we either swept it out the door or...
So, you know, a larger container that you would throw just general rubbish or trash in. What would you call it nowadays, say?
Well, you call it a garbage can, a garbage pail.
You see, you put all that food and old stuff in that slop bucket, then you carry it down and slop it.
Hogs!
About what size was that thing?
Well, I wasn't any bigger than that because we had mostly girls. And we had one brother and he was never around and we used one about that size so we could take it out.
Well, talking about something maybe more pleasant, the thing that that you would use, say, to fry ham in or cook eggs, something like that, you would just call that a...
Frying pan.
Skillet.
Yeah, a skillet.
Usually it was iron, too.
Big, well, those black things.
Black iron.
Have you ever heard people talking about something like that? That might have had legs on it, and some people have told me that these things were used for cooking in the fireplace itself. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Yeah, but I don't know what you'd call them, though.